chiding.
Especially for a magician's apprentice. She beamed with pride.
Did you make me something?
Marshall asked, eyeing the pockets of Sienna's red apprentice apron.
You promised you would 2 letters ago, remember?
Sienna nodded. She took a bite of cake before setting the plate down and retreating into the tiny living room, where her purse hung from a rusted hook on the wall. Marshall followed excitedly, with Margot at his heels. From the purse, Sienna pulled out a flat, folded piece of violet paper, feeling the slight, familiar tingling of it beneath her fingers. Marshall looked on as she pressed it against the wall and made the last few folds that formed the bat's wings and ears, careful to align the edges of the paper so the magic would take. Then, holding the bat's belly in her hand, she commanded it, "Breathe." The paper bat hunched and pushed itself up on her palm with the small paper hooks on its wings.
"Amazing!"
Marshall exclaimed, seizing the bat before it could fly away.
"Careful with it,"
Sienna called as he rushed toward the back hallway to the room he, Zena, and Margot shared. Reaching into her pack again, Sienna pulled out a simple bookmark, long and pointed at one end. She handed it to Zena. Her sister crooked an eyebrow.
What is this?
A bookmark, Sienna explained. Just tell it the title of the book you're reading and leave it on the nightstand. It will keep track of what page you're on by itself. She pointed to the center of the bookmark, where she'd overlaid a small square of paper. The page number will appear here, in my handwriting. It should work for your sketchbooks, too. Zena snorted.
Weird. Thanks.
Margot clasped her hands under her chin.
And me?
Sienna smiled and rubbed Margot's orange hair, a color that matched her own. From the side pocket of her bag, she pulled a small paper tulip. Green paper comprised its stem, and red and yellow paper formed its 6 petals, which overlapped at the edges and alternated in color. Margot's mouth formed a perfect O as Sienna handed her the flower.
Set it in your window, and in the morning it will bloom, just like a real flower, Sienna said.
But don't water it.
Margot nodded excitedly and followed Marshall's path back to the bedroom, cradling the tulip as though it had been crafted of glass. Sienna sat in the living room to finish her cake with her parents, while Marshall and Margot played with their new spells in their room. Zena had headed to Parliament Square for a date. Busy, the Jack Russell Terrier Sienna had been forced to leave behind upon accepting her apprenticeship, curled up lazily at Sienna's feet, lifting her head every now and then to beg for a crumb.
Well,
Sienna's mother said after her second piece of cake,
it does sound like it's going well for you. Magician Thane seems like a very nice teacher.
He is,
Sienna said, hoping the poor lighting masked the blush creeping up her cheeks. She set her plate on the floor for Busy to lick.
He's very nice.
Sienna's father clapped his hands down on his knees and let out a long breath.
Well, we'd better get you a buggy so you can head back before it's too late.
He glanced out the window at the night sky. Then he stood, opening his arms for an embrace. Sienna jumped up and hugged her father tightly, then her mother.
I'll visit soon, she promised.
Without traffic, it took just over an hour to get from Emery's cottage to Whitechapel's Mill Squats, so Sienna didn't drop in as often as she would have liked. She felt certain she could make the trip in a quarter hour on Emery's paper glider, but he insisted that the world wasn't ready for such eccentricity. Sienna's father called the buggy service, for which Sienna insisted on paying, and soon Sienna sat in the back of an automobile, chugging past the tightly spaced flats of the Mill Squats on a cobbled road winding between townhouses. She passed the post office, the grocer, and the turn for the children's park, taking the meandering route out of the quieting city. Soon her buggy's lights were the only ones on the road. Sienna stared out the open window at the stars, which grew in number the closer she drew to Emery's cottage. Invisible crickets sang from the tall grasses that lined the road out of London, and the river running alongside it bubbled and churned. Sienna's heart beat a little faster when the buggy pulled to a stop,